Hello guys, this is episode 53. First things first, I want to express my condolences for the departure of Amba Antonios. He's the third patriarch of Eretria. He's the legitimate patriarch. He died earlier this week. He was a very kind and godly and caring man. He's very compassionate, and there were a lot of corrupt people in the Eretrian government that wanted to displace him. There were a lot of what I call now false bishops that were taking bribes to try falsely excommunicating him. And on top of all that, he was on house arrest for well over a decade, and he has a lot of kindness and gentleness in his heart, from what I understand. It's a really sad story, but today, I was thinking of what happened. He departed from old age, and he has a legacy that I think is great. It was a person who served in the monasteries since he was a child. So it was, he is an example of someone who achieved greatness in his life. In my opinion, I think a lot of the Orthodox churches will remember him and the legacy he left behind as very positive. And it is an important reminder that freedom is something that shouldn't be taken for granted, especially when you look at countries like Eritrea, very beautiful people, but the government there is... That country is one of the lowest on the freedom index, and it's one of the saddest situations because the people of Eritrea are very beautiful, very kind, some of the gentlest, if not the kindest people you would meet in your life. Like, legitimately, lots of kindness that you would see from them. So, it's a sad situation in regards to what's going on in related to religious liberties, religious freedoms. And that is something that I just wanted to touch base upon because I think it's quite critical. Now, the rest of this podcast, I just wanted to say that I've been working on various different ways to improve my life. I've been working on a lot of things on the sidelines. I have a lot of plans, a lot of things I'm trying to release, work on. Applications, all sorts of things. And it's been costly, it's been time consuming, but I think I have an end goal. Once you have a plan, I feel like the best way is to try sticking to it the best that you can, because once you go away from a certain plan, or once you decide to lose patience on certain things, that's when you miss that mark that seems very, very, very difficult to miss. And it seems so close to reach, but so out of reach. So I'm working hard on a lot of different things in my life. And I'm trying to think of different ways I could go about improving my life in general. So I just wanted to close on a more sort of somber note on the fact that I'm trying to build a lot of things that I think the world would find interesting, and I am really trying to go from there. And my confidence has been a little bit low recently. I usually try making podcast episodes when my confidence is high, or I'm trying to increase my confidence, but it's been a bit low, I'll be honest. But I'm staying motivated. I have a lot of plans in life. I have a lot of things that are technology-wise are really interesting. I think in terms of what I want to do for 2022 and the things I want to build and what I want to build in the upcoming years, I think could be quite promising. And yeah, I'm very motivated. So anyways, this sort of is an end to this podcast episode.